got a craze for cleaning. I wait until the guests go out in the mornings and leave their rooms all a tumble, strewn with seaside holiday bric-a-brac, and then I creep in, clutching cloths, yellow dusters and a tin of baking soda. I crouch in bathtubs, sprinkle on the powder and scour to my heart's content. Everything has to shine. My livelihood depends on the excellence of my establishment. Despite everything, I am, in the end, more or less, a self-made woman. Mondays, I take my afternoon off. Effie and I stroll along the prom, up the hill, to the Christmas Hotel for afternoon tea. It isn't the swishiest of places, as Effie says, but I like it. I like its deep, cavernous interior and its ancient, unchanging clientele. I love to sit in the conservatory at our usual table, overlooking the craggy, inhospitable bay. I like to sip too hot tea, crumble biscuits, and stare at the jet-black cliffs, the ruined abbey, and the fathomless sky. Effie grumbles and moans, of course. As I say, she puts on airs and wishes she was somewhere altogether nicer, yet she's been coming here since she was a child. She's lived in the town all her life, inherited the house and her belongings from her family, which has always been rooted here. I envy her that much. She could no more think about leaving this town and her usual days than she could sprout a second head. She's neat and slim, Effie, in a pale grey woollen suit, little ruffles round the neck of her lilac blouse. She takes a twist of lemon in her tea, and her mouth is pursed much of the time, appraising, watchful. That Monday afternoon her eyes were narrowed as she gazed round the conservatory at the Christmas Hotel. Neither of us bothered to comment on the party hats the decrepit hotel guests wore, the crackers they struggled feebly to pull, or the dusty swags of vulgar tinsel strewn everywhere. This hotel is frozen forever on the cusp of Christmas Eve. That is its selling point, its gimmick, and it is the way its eccentric proprietress likes it to be. So it wasn't the festive lavishness that was attracting Effie's frown of intrigue. She was staring at our waitress, Jessie, who invariably served us our afternoon tea on Mondays. She was approaching with the trolley and its usual freight of gleaming, tinkling china, squashy cakes, mounds of golden cream, and precise geometrical arrangements of egg and cress sandwiches.
"What on earth has Jessie gone and done to herself?"
I peered over my glasses. "She looks all right to me. In fact, she looks rather well." Effie's mouth squinched up even tighter.
"Exactly. She looks better than she has any right to."
Jessie was breezing along between the tables. Her usual tread was listless and heavy. She had worked here 18 years and she despised her job. She told us so on many occasions. We had speculated repeatedly on what kept her tethered to a job she hated. Maybe it was a blackmail thing, and the proprietress of the Christmas Hotel had something on Jessie. Or maybe Jessie was a timid person who feared leaving a situation she loathed because the thought of the outside world was even more terrible. Who knew? We were too polite to ask her. As it was, we were used to Jessie's quietly corrosive despair. Today, though, she was positively jaunty.
"She looks 20 years younger," Effie cried.
Surely she was exaggerating, I thought. But it wasn't like Effie to resort to hyperbole. I waited until Jessie and our afternoon tea arrived, and then I could properly stare at her.
And it was true. Where were her deeply etched wrinkles? Where was her scraggy old chicken neck? "Ladies," she grinned, "how lovely to see you."
Where was her surliness, her migrainy frown?
"What on earth has happened to you?" Effie demanded crisply.
Jessie shook out her golden perm and treated us to a dazzling grin.
"Ladies," she announced, "I have had a makeover."
Her complexion was marvellous. She had a kind of glow. We basked in it, incredulous, as she wielded her tongs, popping cakes onto plates, then slid teacups before us. Effie could restrain herself no longer.
"But it's impossible," she burst out. "No beauty parlour.